Oh, did you hear her?
There you go. Yes, I did. We're recording.
We're live. Look at us go. All right. Well, should we get this show on the road?
All right. Let's get this show on the road.
Hi, everyone. This is Tay.
And Emily.
From PFAP. We are doing this podcast thing now, I guess.
Yeah. If you don't know, we are Plants for All People, which is a now defunct houseplant shop that we ran together from December of 2019 until August of 2021. And you know, your girls burned out.
I shouldn't clap, right? It'll make the microphone sound weird, but I'm laughing and clapping. Emily and I are also Zooming for this because Emily's obviously in Portland and I'm in Bellingham. And so it's not going to be the crispest recording. We are not professionals, but we're bringing you the content, y'all. Daddy made you some content, open wide.
Open wide.
Get that reference. We will both collectively marry you. Anywho, okay. On to the next thing. Emily explained who we are. For those of you who know who we are and follow us, we should talk a little bit about what we've been doing since we stopped, right?
Yeah.
I mean, a lot of relaxing, a lot of pajamas.
So much relaxing. Literally been on my couch playing Stardew Valley for like a good month.
Stardew Valley, you picked it back up.
I did pick it back up.
I love that.
It's a great time. Now I can take care of my my digital plants instead of real ones and sell those for money.
Right?
Yeah, I am.
Emily's like, I make way more money in Stardew Valley than I ever made doing Plants for All People.
Exactly.
And the tax man doesn't come and start.
He does not, never.
Anyways, we've been relaxing a lot. Emily and I have both been preparing for school to start. Mm-hmm. When does yours start, Em?
I start July 20, or not July.
Girl, you don't already start it?
September 27th. So I have about, what, like 2 weeks left? Until school starts for me. So
why do we have to be responsible adults? Honestly, it's annoying.
Truly.
But I guess college is a thing people do, you know.
It is a thing people do.
And we're about to be those people. Anyways, college is happening. Yeah, just relaxing a lot. We missed a lot of things about the business. I miss talking to everyone who's hopefully going to be listening to this episode when it's posted. Mm-hmm. Miss our community. Miss checking in with folks, miss doing our weekly lives, which is hopefully what this will be a nice kind of stand-in for, you know?
I was thinking it might be fun just throwing ideas out here to maybe, because we really liked talking about the plants we had in the shop, maybe talk about like what our favorite plant that we've been caring for lately is, or who's really been kind of standing out for us in our personal collections. Might be fun to have people like write in and, you know, kind of talk about what in their collection is bringing them joy right now and why they like it too.
I love it. I love it. I love it. And I honestly, we're trying to do a very short little intro episode, but I feel like maybe we should start with that right on this first episode. What do you think?
Yeah. Let's, let's find something quick.
Okay. I'm looking at my rack in my room and I already know what I'm going to pick. So I can go first if you're ready.
Yeah, go first.
Okay. So you're going to be jealous of this one too.
Of course I am.
I know you will. So a couple weeks ago, okay, no, I lied. I never really am good with time. So maybe a couple months ago, who knows? It could have happened whenever. Anyways, that's ADHD. that's on
ADHD,
baby. Okay. So a like local planty person actually gave me this like old philodendron ring of fire cutting. And he was like, I can't get this to root. Like you take it. Okay. Y'all can't see this, but this bitch is rolling her eyes at me right now. This bitch. Anyways, so this ring of fire cutting, I really did not have much faith. The node was chopped down to just like, it was just a little nugget. And if there was no room for error, I threw it in like an old recycled orchid pot, sphagnum moss. I let this bitch dry out so much. She's on a heat pad and she literally just sprouted a new growth point and is about to put out a new leaf. So I'm obsessed with her. I'm obsessed with her growth.
Just be aware. Once it's large enough, I do demand you share with me.
Obviously.
Right? That's what we're all about. Preaching, sharing plants with our friends.
She would throw that back in.
Sharing is caring.
Exactly. Exactly. Okay. What do you have for us?
So I'd say my Alakasha Scalprum. I believe, yeah, she's been pushing out.
A bit of an underdog. I was not expecting that from you.
She's been pushing out these like massive leaves, and they have that like dragon scale kind of vibe, but a lot more, a lot less like rounded on the edges and a lot more kind of like sharp and angular and lance-like. Yeah, exactly. Yeah, and so she's kind of been one of my faves lately.
Oh my God. I love it. Okay. So if people wanted to write in, first of all, I think people should write in about whatever the fuck they want. Seriously, please write to us. We would love to talk about stuff that you want to talk about and take your suggestions. If people wanted to email us, would they just email plantsforallpeople@gmail.com?
Yes, they would. You can email us at plantsforallpeople@gmail.com. If you want to tell us what has been sparking joy in your life from your plant collection lately.
Let's suggest with people, right? What do you
Let's do that. Questions, comments. I'm sure we're going to do lots of like, you know, Q&A type podcasts. That could be a fun format, is like answering people's questions and things like that, in the way that we kind of used to on the Instagram lives. But obviously, you know, it won't be like
as
immediate feedback.
Yeah.
But it's still a fun way to kind of, you know, interact with the community and kind of share that knowledge in the way that we did before.
Yeah. Or, and I don't think either of us want this to feel like we're talking at people. Like obviously you're going to be listening to this after we've already recorded it. With that said, it should feel interactive still. It should feel like you are a part of it. You as the listener, I suppose, are a part of it. I don't want to, well, you know, I do love to hear myself talk and obviously Geminis, but like, you know, I want to hear what other people have to say too. And I want to talk about stuff that people want to hear about. So.
And get feedback maybe on stuff we talk about, because, you know,
but be gentle
as we kind of, this is a kind of a good segue into kind of what you can expect from this podcast, because
absolutely.
I think if you followed us on Instagram and, you know, we're active in our community when we were doing the business, you know that a lot of the content that we made was, you know, pushing sales and trying to get people to buy stuff. And it felt really yucky a lot of the time. And part of the reason we wanted to do this podcast is because there were a lot of things that we felt that we couldn't really discuss in the way that we would like to, because of our like status as an active business.
It was connected to literally whether or not we could live.
Eat.
Yes.
And shelter ourselves.
Yeah, absolutely.
So what we really want to kind of talk about is, you know, not only plants, but
you
know, larger things like social issues, what it's like to be a business owner. And not only that, but like what it is like to live in late stage capitalism.
Like, we're here right now, y'all. We're here with you. We're just, it's a thing.
And kind of like share our experiences, like being like active participants in capitalism as two people who would, you know, call themselves anti-capitalists.
100%. And I talked about that a lot when we were doing the business, because I was like, I feel like that's important to know that this does not
absolutely
come naturally to us. This is not our normal state of being. As much as I loved many parts of it, Emily and I are just not business people at the core of it. And so I think this is more aligned with sort of an authentic way that we want to interact with the community. And not that we didn't like doing business, just going to say that again, loved it, but we're not here to sell you anything now. We just want to talk about shit with you. So
absolutely. Couldn't have said it better.
Yes. We just want to talk about shit with you. Not literal shit. Please don't tell us about your shit.
Unless.
Get the fuck out of here. No, we have healthy digestive systems. Come on now. Anyways. As we talked about before, we would love to have some suggestions about what you guys want to talk about. We have posted in some like local Bellingham groups. We've got some feedback on some topics that people might be interested in, but we're always open to hearing any other suggestions that anyone might have. And if you would like to email us or even, yeah, give us some feedback. But as I said earlier, be gentle, because Emily and I will fucking cry if you're mean to us.
We have rejection sensitive dysphoria, y'all.
We will cry on the microphone. I will make you feel so guilty. Anyways, So also, if you wanted to come on, like if you're someone who's interested in coming onto the podcast and talking with us, I know that can be a little nerve wracking, but like, I mean, look at Emily and I, we're doing our first episode.
We're just having a conversation. Before.
We're just talking.
Just chatting.
Come chit chat with us.
Just a couple of pals.
Yeah. If you want to come on and do that, definitely email us. Again, the email is plantsforallpeople@gmail.com. You probably emailed us on that email if you've ordered plants from us before, but we're keeping it. So also, Emily, do you want to go over our social medias?
Yeah. So right now we're really only active on Instagram. You can find us at Plants for All People. Same tag that we were using before. And our website will also remain plantsforallpeople.com. If you go check it out, you're going to see it's completely different now. Obviously removed a lot of the e-commerce
store
aspects of it.
Yeah,
exactly. But we're still plantsforallpeople.com. You can find new episodes there, dig into a little bit more information about us and this podcast. You know, potentially there's an option to run a blog on there as well. So that might be something that we might do, kind of pull some of our older written content to share there in terms of like plant care things or
educational content.
Tay really likes to write. So it might be a fun place to, you know, maybe delve deeper into information about things we talk about on here or share resources, things like that. So website plantsforallpeople.com. I'll look into maybe setting up a Twitter if that's something people are interested in as another way to find out
like
when
Emily,
new episodes
really,
are.
You're really good at Twitter and you have some really hot takes. And I feel like Twitter is where you really shine. She's like, give me 140 characters and I'm good. Like that's
Twitter
it.
Twitter is like my private diary.
feel like I should be checking your Twitter more often, frankly, because I feel like there's some fucking gold in there that I am missing out on, some little nuggets of Emily wisdom.
And the Facebook account, I can't figure out how to make it not
a business
anymore. So I don't know if we'll delete that and start fresh, but we'll keep people posted as we kind of create and start using other social media platforms as we go.
Another thing that we didn't write down, we wrote a little thing so that we knew what we were talking about, everyone, just so you know, but something we didn't write down that I also want to talk about is, as much as we would love to be able to fund this entire thing ourselves, we're both broke college students in a couple of weeks. And so if anyone wanted to donate or send some money our way to support this venture, we do have a Venmo still, and that is plants4allpeople. Just throwing that out there. We're good now, but I feel like it's gonna cost some money to host these things and to be able to continue to kind of create the level of content that we would like to. Excuse me. Emily has a very cheap but nice microphone going, and I'm working with a very rudimentary little headphone setup. So if we can bring you some crisper stuff, we'd like to be able to buy some things to make things
some equipment and things like that. Yeah.
Yeah,
we're figuring it out.
Yeah, so it's really going to be a practice in, you know, learning with us a little bit too. We're willing to kind of talk about how do we do a podcast. That's interesting too. But how often are we kind of hoping to have episodes up?
I'd say about once a month for now. Maybe once we kind of get our feet underneath us and figure this thing out. You know, that could change, become more frequent. But for now, expect one episode a month.
What I'm really looking forward to moving forward is that I spoke a little bit with Nicole Larson when I was visiting home in Minneapolis. When Emily and I went home a couple of weeks ago, it was really fun. I sat down with Nicole Larson. She does a podcast with this guy named Brandon called Where Are We Growing? If you haven't listened, definitely go check it out. They do really awesome content. And I think we might be doing a pretty cool collab with them. So that's something I'm really looking forward to, looking into our future as podcasters, because apparently that's who we are now, Emily.
That's
we've had many forms and now we're podcasters. So
somehow I feel like the two Geminis becoming podcasters just simply makes sense. Why didn't we start here to begin with? What possessed us to be like, no, we're going to monetize this and be business owners, when really all we want to do is just meet people and talk, right?
I just want attention. Like, that's what it is for me. My Leo rising is like, listen, honey, if I'm not on the stories, like, you know, we got, I need the attention. That's what I thrive off that. We're also going to talk about horoscopes too. We have to.
Absolutely.
And like we should remember how we always wanted to do a post about like what plant for what horoscope.
We'll do a whole episode, baby.
Yes. Yes. Okay. Anyways, I don't want to keep talking. I wanted to just get some information out there with mm-hmm. you, and then say thank you to everyone who's still stuck around, even though we took a month off and we're not posting and we're not around. You stuck around to see what we would do next. And that really means a lot to us.
And I hope you like the rebrand, because that all came from my own little noggin.
Yes, everyone, let's hype Emily up really quick. Please, please give her a little bit of a shout out. Message us on the Instagram if you want to say some nice things about the logo. I think it looks beautiful. It's totally different than what we were doing before, but I think this podcast is totally different than what we were doing before. And it's going to be raw, real, uncut, unedited. And yeah, we're probably going to embarrass the fuck out of ourselves, but it's going to be great.
Cheers to that, bitch.
Cheers. I fucking love you. It's so good to see you. Ooh, she's got a little coffee. Here's my phone. I don't know. I should get some coffee. I'm going to go get some coffee. All right. We love you guys. Thank you for tuning in, and we'll see you, hear you. No, we're not going to see you soon, but you'll hear us soon.
Okay. Signing off.
Bye, bitches. Bye.